Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 22nd, Sunday, 2019, day 264. Today's topic, live out, love is God, God is love. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence and then pray. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 106, verses 1 to 5, Isaiah chapter 39, verse 1 to chapter 41, verse 16, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 to 23, Proverbs 23, verses 25 to 28. Today's main passage, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 to 31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young people stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is live out, love is God, God is love. How can we renew our strength when we are hopeless, depressed, weary, and weak? There's only one answer. You've got to wait for Jesus to come into your life again, and that all those hopelessness, depression, tiresome, and weakness will automatically disappear. You believe that? This is exactly like what I shared yesterday in my blog about the renewal story of Blessing, the daughter Bishop Francis and Eva adopted. When she was willing to accept Jesus as her Savior and Lord of life, her life renewal began. But she needed that 3 painful years of Francis and Eva's unconditional love that she experienced the love of her parents, so as to experience the love of God. Then she came out of hopelessness, depression, wow, so many darkness, to renewal in great strength and really soar on wings like eagle to become the best counselor of her city, to bring blessings to many. Are you willing to spend 3 years to raise up another blessing? This is my biggest experience in Rwanda the past week. Love is God, God is love. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to live out. Love is God, God is love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to live out love is God, God is love? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.